The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Can you imagine if a fairly well-known Republican activist was being investigated for abusing 62 children? Yeah, can you imagine what the mainstream media would do with that story? Republican activist, 62 abused children, former students. Well, you haven't heard anything about it because it's not a Republican. It's a Democrat. A school board member in Denver, a Black Lives Matter activist, an avowed socialist by the name of Tay Anderson. Did I tell you he's a member of the Denver school board? Yeah, Denver school board. Again, in Colorado and nationally, a prominent Black Lives Matter activist, socialist, Denver public school member, Tay Anderson. On Monday, he said that he was going to, quote, step back from everyday board functions while an independent investigation looks into startling accusations that he sexually abused 62 current and former students. The alleged assaults range from unwanted touching to violent rape of students in the Denver public schools as young as 14 years old. 62 accusations. Now, hey, if it was one child, two children, three children, hey, maybe somebody put the kids up to it. Maybe somebody told them to say this or that. Maybe if it was six or seven, you would really begin to question. If it was 10, you would be going, what? 62. Democrat, active in the Democratic Party in Colorado. Democratic member of the Denver School Board, and the media basically is completely ignoring it. Is he guilty? I didn't say that. I don't know. I don't know. But 62 accusations. Have they demanded that he resign? No, they have allowed him to, again, I'm quoting, step away from daily activities. Yeah. And then there's this. I want to make this point again. I've made it many, many times before, but I feel like I have to continually make it. I am not anti-science at all. I am very pro-science. I am so grateful for medical science. The strides that we have made in medical science. As most of you know, I'm diabetic. I am insulin-dependent diabetic. And I would not be alive without medical intervention and progress that we have made and so forth. Joy has had both knees replaced. Wonderful. I've had surgery on both of my shoulders. I am grateful. I am grateful for the progress that science has made. I am fascinated by space. I check out the Mars rover as often as I can. When that little helicopter took off, I thought that was just the coolest thing I've ever seen. We got a helicopter flying around on Mars. I love that stuff. I love science. I enjoy science as long as it is real science. And as long as it is moral science. Man is making so many strides that we are coming to the place where often the decision is going to have to be made just because we can do it, should we do it? There are moral limits to what science should do. Here's one of them. Did you know? Now, I brought this to your attention just briefly, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Scientists in California and China are creating what some people are calling Frankenstein babies, who are literally part human and part monkey. They are injecting human stem cells into monkey embryos. And so when and if a monkey is born from that embryo, it contains human stem cells. That creature is literally mostly monkey, but part human. Now, do we know what that could lead to? No. Do we know what complications might arise? No. But again, these are scientists in California and in China. The reason I bring that up to you is that federal lawmakers are trying to ban the creation of human-animal hybrids after scientists in California and China began injecting human stem cells into monkey embryos for experiments. Quote, in April, an international team of scientists published an article in the journal Cell describing how they created embryos with human and monkey cells. The researchers used the monkey embryos injected with human cells to explore the possibility of growing organs for people who need organ transplants. Well, last week, U.S. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma and Steve Daines of Montana introduced an amendment to a Senate spending bill on scientific research that would ban this kind of research, calling it unethical. Oh, it failed. Why? Because Democrats opposed it. Yeah, last week, U.S. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma and Steve Daines of Montana introduced an amendment to a Senate spending bill on scientific research that would ban this Frankenstein baby concept. Now, are half-monkey, half-human babies being born yet? No. I want to make that clear. I don't want anyone to misunderstand. Hasn't happened yet. But it's possible. And so these two senators said, wait a minute. This is a step too far. This is unethical. And so an amendment was put on the spending bill, and it was blocked by Democrats. Think about that for a few minutes. Yeah, just because you can does not mean that we should. And we're going to see more and more decisions like that as science continues to head in those directions.
To talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Hey, there are liberals hanging around all of the Christian denominations. I want you to know that. I have really hit heavy the Lutherans and the Presbyterians and the Methodists, and I'm talking about the liberals. In all of those, there are some Bible believers left. I'm talking about the liberal mainline Protestant denominations, and I've been pretty hard. But boy, there are some people on the left and liberal in the Baptists as well. Here is proof, headline out of Indiana. Indiana-based Baptist Church ordains first transgender Baptist in its denomination. Yeah. A Baptist church has ordained one of its first transgender women. At a May 23rd ceremony, Laura Bethany Bucklider was officially ordained at University Baptist Church in Bloomington, Indiana. The church has not been a part of the Southern Baptist Conference since 1999, and I am so glad. So glad. Again, there are liberal leftists everywhere. Well, haven't talked about CNN for a long time because they haven't been in the news, but they are today. Yes, cable news network CNN is in the news again because their ratings have crashed. Now, I don't know if this is true, but this is the first time I know that CNN has fallen out of the cable's top five networks in prime time. Now, please remember, CNN is the granddaddy of all the cable news. I mean, you know, they're the originals. They're the ones that started the whole cable news thing. And for a long time, they were kings of cable news. Well, that was then. For the first time that I know of, they are not among the top five cable networks in prime time. Quote, the ratings are in and they're bad news for CNN. The legacy media network lost nearly one out of every four of its total viewers since last month. This story is Dateline yesterday, June 3rd. In 1 month, they lost almost 25% of their total viewers. Now, in the media world, that is about as bad as it can get. 25% in 1 month? Total daytime viewership fell by 22% among viewers aged 25 to 54. It was 28%. That's the supposedly the most valued demographic, 22 to 54. Total viewership daytime was down 22% among aged 25 to 54. It was 28%. Now, to be completely fair, all of the major cable news networks saw their audiences shrink from a month ago. All of them have. However, CNN lost more viewers than anybody else. Who is dominating cable network news? Fox, and by a wide margin. In fact, in the last week, they have shown an increase in viewers. Last month, they showed a 3% dip, but since then, they have seen an increase. Quote, Fox News continued its near lock on primetime programming as four of the five top-rated TV shows in all of cable news aired on Fox News. Tucker Carlson, number one. Hannity, number two. The Five, number three. The Ingram Angle, number five. Coming in at number four, The Rachel Maddow Show. I don't get that. I really don't. So four of the top five programs were all on Fox. Fox, by far, was the number one channel. When it looks at the channel ratings, number two was MSNBC. But it's not really close. Fox News had an average of 1.19 million viewers, 2.17 in prime time. MSNBC was second in prime time with 835,000 viewers. So you got, listen to this difference. Prime time, Fox News, 2.17 million viewers. Number two, MSNBC at 835,000. And MSNBC, by the way, is declining fairly rapidly as well, but they are still number two. Since the worst thing that ever happened to CNN is when Joe Biden became president, because they don't have Donald Trump to rag on all the time. So what's going to happen to CNN? I don't know. But if the numbers continue to decline, there may not be a CNN any longer. We'll see. All right, folks, thanks so much for joining me, and thank you for giving to Christian Solidarity International. Have a great weekend, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.